Nailed it, Pastor Rick. I mean, I can't think of any better format to share a testimony than with thankfulness. So here's my story, though some of you have probably heard it before. So the first thing I'm thankful for about the life the Lord has given me is that I was indeed raised and was surrounded by a Christian family. I mean, I was raised by Christian parents. My brother is saved. Most of my aunts and uncles are saved. And foreshadowing, when I became married, pretty much all my in-laws are also saved. So that was a huge blessing because the Lord used that to influence me and to show me Christ very early on. And Lord be praised, he saved me at an early age, either 6 or 11. I do remember genuinely wanting to be saved at 6, but didn't really see much fruit of it till about 11. So pick and choose, the point still is, the Lord was very gracious to save me and to raise me in the church. Another thing I'm very thankful for that was a key part of my life, music. Surprise, surprise, the Lord used that a lot in my life. Started in gospel choir, worked my way through college doing opera. And of course, you know, where any musician will tell you, music is difficult and it requires a lot of patience, a lot of practice, a lot of diligence. And the Lord taught me many of those biblical qualities through that. Another key thing it taught me, humility. Let's just say when you're performing at a nice, you know, venue, whatnot, hobnobbing with all the nice people, and all of a sudden you notice that there are all these black little pebbles, you know, strewn around there, and you realize your shoes have been disintegrating the whole time while you've been performing. You learn a little bit about humility. The next thing I'm very thankful for is indeed my wife and family, of course. Suzanne has been absolutely wonderful and amazing. I, of course, have always wanted to be married, but I never realized how much God would use that in my life to be married. I mean, of course, is teaching me patience, love, kindness. Listening is a skill that I desperately needed work on. I've never had an issue talking, listening, sometimes wondered if these were defective. Suzanne is incredible at listening, as anyone who has talked to her has found out, and she's helping me to be a much better one. I will also add, of course, my family, my kiddos. They have also been a key part of the Lord sanctifying me and growing me. Yes, patience being a key part of it, but I would argue joy, too. I mean, it's amazing to see just how they enjoy life and how they learn things. And, oh, I can't tell you how cool it is to watch, you know, the older ones now going through Awana, learning their verses and getting excited about it. The last thing I wanted to say as part of my thankful testimony is that the Lord did indeed bring us here to New Life. And for any of you who know my history, it's been a crazy ride. I was pursuing opera full force. I got my degree and it was getting flown all over the country. But I knew that I wanted a family. I wasn't going to be able to support a family with doing opera and traveling 10 to 11 months out of a year. So I worked part-time jobs, 6 of them at one point for a while. I worked as an IT guy for a real estate company. Finally got accepted into the FAA as an air traffic controller. Worked in Oklahoma City, Texas. Failed there in Texas. Had to go back to Oklahoma City. Went to Santa Monica, California. And then finally came here. And even with that, the Lord changed my plans when I didn't pass training here. But he had a door open for me to be able to work in the administrative side. You see, all these twists and turns, I never would have planned that. Never. I am a planner who wants to have everything thought out. I thought I was going to be doing opera for the rest of my life, and that was the end of it. And every time it's taken a different direction, I never expected. But I did my best to follow what the Lord was saying, what the Lord presented with me, and do the best with circumstances, and he's grown me. He has humility, you've heard me say before, and that is probably one of the biggest things that I can say he's given me in this life is I am a prideful man, surprise, surprise, but I have no reason to be prideful except in one thing, Christ, who saved me. Thank you.